Pierre Jensen has been creating ambient music under the name Biosphere for over 15 years now. He's released nearly 20 albums worth of material, both on his own and in collaborations with everyone from the Higher Intelligence Agency to Death Prod. In that time, his work has occupied such a signature territory that he's even been coined as having originated the Arctic Sound. Over the course of the past couple years, especially on his releases for the Touch label, his output has seemed to reach an even higher level of maturation and development than on his earlier work. Maturity isn't probably quite the right word for someone who's been creating music for so long, but Jensen's past several albums have burst forth with such a refined, yet unique visions that his slightly more varied earlier work, like Substrata, is made to sound almost like sketches in places. Shenzhou was an all-enveloping soup of strings and murky nocturnal pulses, while his most recent effort, Autour de la Lune, pushed off into deep space with icy tones and much less of a focus on melody. In that same way, Dropson defines Jensen moving in another singular direction for the course of an entire album, and the result is again highly enjoyable. Jan Jelinek and other artists have been dipping their toes into jazz music for some time now as a source for ambient music, but I haven't quite heard anyone melt the pieces of the genre down to their bass elements and reconstruct them in the way that Jensen has here. After the short opening track of Dissolving Clouds, the album moves forth with warm, resonated melodies and shuffling snares and birds fly by flapping their wings. I mentioned Jelinek above, and in places on Dropson, there's definitely a resemblance. Fall In, Fall Out is all stuttering upright bass loops and hissy vinyl static, while a Marshall snare keeps time. Most of the other times, though, the album reaches for those deep, dark places that Biosphere seems to know how to massage best. Warmed by the Drift calls to mind the title, as layer upon layer of dense washes cover your ear like blowing snow. Elsewhere, Daphnis 26 chugs along with deep, rumbling beats and multiple layers of stuttering loops. As with his other excursions into different styles, Jensen still manages to maintain an almost signature sound on most of the tracks, and because of that very reason, you'll definitely enjoy this album if you like his other work. I'll admit that I'm a sucker for this type of all-enveloping ambient music, and Jensen seems to know just which buttons of mine to push.